You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX, in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, as it is 20 till 11 AM on this Wednesday, January 3rd. It's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Chuck Getzman from Crookston Public Works. And Chuck, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's nice chilly day, but the snow is still staying away.
Yeah, it's nice. Saw a little bit of flurries earlier today, but still no snow, which is really nice. And Chuck, you're newer into this role. So firstly, how have the first few months been for you?
The first few months have been going great. I'm working with Brandon Carlson, some of the other crew at City Hall. They're kind of easing me into the role. Sometimes I'm, just getting thrown into the fire too, because sometimes that's the best way to learn. But as far as my team goes, I have a great team. They need very little supervision, and they're well-versed in everything that they do.
What have you learned so far?
So far I've learned that... like I said, my team, I'm just working along with them. They're very knowledgeable about Crookston, where things need to go, how things need to be done. And I'm really just working with the residents, listening to them, and then seeing what kind of cohesion we can bring together, the team and the residents.
How important is it to hear from the residents?
What was that?
How important is it to hear from the residents?
Oh, it's very important. I encourage community involvement and feedback. I enjoy having the residents reach out to myself and just letting us know, what's going on, what they're happy with, what they think needs to be improved.
So what's been going on lately?
The street crew is going to continue with the ice and snow removal. They are currently working on removing the last of the holiday decor. And we're assisting the park and rec department with the demo and the removal of the old restrooms down in Central Park. They're getting ready for some new units to be installed early next spring. And one last thing is, for the month of January, we're going to be removing or picking up Christmas trees from the berm. All we ask is that there's no metal tree stands with those.
And where can people leave those Christmas trees?
Right on the boulevard there. We're going to have a crew, our normal garbage crew will drive by, make note of which houses have trees out front. And then later in the week, we'll come by with a truck. And any larger pieces of equipment, if needed, to pick those trees up and get them hauled out of the city.
And then what are some safety initiatives you guys have been looking at?
As far as safety goes, we really strive on that. That's our top priority. So we're trying to do more sanding of the streets and the intersections as often as needed. We're also... notifying the public on Facebook when those will take place, and just make sure the city in a whole is safer for travel.
And you mentioned notifying the public, like on Facebook, and using those resources. How often are you guys posting on Facebook and social media?
Well, I'm trying to post as much as I can. Whenever anything comes up that needs to go out to the community, as far as public works, I will get on there and post whenever I can before the crew goes out, while the crew's going out. If we need to pull the crew during like the last blizzard we had, that was a safety concern of ours, and we needed to get them off the streets until the wind and the snow could die down.
Yeah, and that was a big talk of the town, that first storm that came through. And so what were some of those things that you had learned from that first snow experience?
The first snow experience. That was a big deal here. And, it rightfully should be. Many roads were filled in. I believe we only had 5 inches of snow, but with all the blowing, it really filled in a couple of the streets to the north. Our main priority during that time is to keep what we call the emergency routes open. These emergency routes allow our emergency services, like the fire department, sheriff department, police department, access to the old folks' homes and to the hospital to make sure the travel is, easier for them and they can get there in a hurry. I did learn through my crew that if some of the side streets are, there's an emergency going on and one of the emergency vehicles cannot make it through, our crew is ready to go. They'll hop out there and make that path for them so that there is access.
Yeah, the wind, that really, that's really a tough thing. Are there any ways to take further precautions for the wind or the snow for next time?
For next time, the safest thing as far as residents can do, the safest thing they can do is, stay inside. Try not to travel during the blizzard, because then it just becomes more of a safety concern for them and for our crew. It's really hard to see our plows. We don't want to end up, hitting your vehicle. If you're stuck on one of the emergency routes and we can't fully clear that emergency route, which would cause issues for the emergency services, and we wouldn't want anything to happen to the residents, getting stuck out in the storm.
Yeah, and being stuck out there in the storm where you guys can't even get to them, that's like a worst case scenario for the citizens. So the best thing is just stay inside.
Stay warm.
Yeah, stay warm, and also, keep alert as to, what the alerts are going to be and keep aware of what's going to be going on, because you guys will be sending out those notifications.
Yep, sending out notifications as, often as we can.
What are some other safety tips?
Oh, so if we have another blizzard or just general wintry conditions, some other safety tips we like to pass on is if you find yourself next to a snow plow, stay far enough behind it. Use caution if you need to pass it. It's basically don't crowd the plows. They stop a lot. They make wide turns. And then, avoid using your cruise control during these conditions. It's just those couple extra seconds can cause you to get into an accident, and you need that extra time and distance in order to slow down. The next one, give yourself plenty of time for travel. Try not to rush. Can't stop on a dime. You can't accelerate as fast as you need to. Don't pull out in front of vehicles. Don't pull out in front of a plow, because like you, yes, they're heavier, but they might not be able to stop. And then going back to blizzards, don't attempt to travel unless you really have to. If an emergency happens, please call, 911, and we will try to get to you guys as fast as we can. Make it happen.
The community engagement, we talked a little bit about that, but again, that's a very important thing.
Yeah. I love encouraging the community to, be involved, give feedback. You can always reach out to myself, anyone at City Hall. Come to our City Council meetings. I believe our next one is on the 8th at 5:30. Our crews, they're working long hours. They're out there in the morning. They're trying to get the city cleared as fast as possible. So if you see something that was missed or not getting done, oversight on our part, or if you're wondering, hey, can something be done a little differently? Please call in, let us know, reach out to me. And if it's something we can correct, we'll correct it right away. If it's something that needs a little more diving into, working with the crew to see what we can do to accommodate you better, we're willing to do that as well.
What are some of those ways people can reach out to you?
Through Facebook, email, call City Hall.
And is Facebook a good resource for people to follow, especially to staying up to date once we get more wintry conditions?
Yes. As of right now, I think, you know, Facebook and KROX is probably our best source of getting information out to people. We do have our website, but sometimes that doesn't get updated as often as needed, especially when there's an urgent snowstorm post that needs to go up.
And what's the Facebook page that people can follow?
City of Crookston. Yep.
And you've talked a couple of times about the public works team and all of the hard work that they've been doing so far, and we know that more hard work is going to be coming up.
Right. Yep. So yeah, I just wanted to recognize the hard work of my public works team and how their efforts contribute to the well-being of the city, the safety of the city. We have a great crew. They're hard workers. They take pride in working for the city. They really do give 100% to make sure the city is safe and well taken care of. I'll get calls on the weekend saying, hey, you know, we were just driving to the store and we noticed that this intersection is super icy and we've seen a couple people slide by. Can we run out and sand the areas? And, you know, definitely take care of that. So they're out there. They live here in the city as well. They want it to be safe for everybody. And I just, you know, I would encourage the public to show their appreciation for the Public Works team if they have a chance. A simple shout out or a thank you on social media is very encouraging. And, you know, everyone loves to hear words of affirmation.
Yeah, yeah. And they do a lot of hard work. They're working at all hours too. You know, the storms, they don't clock in at 9 to 5. They are whenever, and that's when you guys are really at your hardest work.
Yep. Yes.
So we definitely appreciate the hard work that you guys put in at all hours and all days. So we're here talking with Chuck Getzman from the Crookston Public Works. Anything on the horizon coming up for 2024?
2024, we are looking at some street improvements, as well as getting a overall analysis done of the streets and the trunk utilities, trying to figure out where we should start, which ones need, you know, our attention right away, and then just kind of go from there.
How long does that process take?
The analysis portion, that could probably be a month or two. We're going to have a couple crews probably driving around in special vehicles. They're going to be looking at the ride of the streets, taking photos of potholes, cracks. They're going back counting all those. And then we'll have another team looking at the utilities underneath, seeing, okay, which ones, how old are these utility lines, you know? Are any of them showing signs of cracking? Do we have to replace this section of the street first? Okay, while we're doing that, it's going to just be a whole reconstruct.
Any final thoughts on today's Valley Talk?
I love the show. I love coming in. It's a lot of fun.
Well, we hope to have you on a lot more in the future. Hopefully, we don't have to worry about clearing off snow for quite some time. It's been very cooperative up to this point. Thank you very much for coming on. First solo appearance on our Valley Talk program. Look forward to our future conversations.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So that was Chuck Getzman from the Crookston Public Works on today's Valley Talk program.